In Haiti, U.S. Marines and French troops are securing key sites in the capital city, Port-au-Prince, after the departure of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Mr. Aristide, who's now in the Central African Republic, says he was forced to leave by the United States. Secretary of State Colin Powell calls those charges absolutely baseless. But the allegations could further damage America's reputation abroad. Even administration officials admit the U.S. does have an image problem, particularly with Arab and Muslim nations. But they say they're trying to fix it. Day to Day's Madeline Brandt reports.
When seeing TV images of teenagers wearing blue jeans and burning American flags, Americans often scratch their heads and ask, why do they hate us? As we now know, there was growing anti-Americanism in Arab and Muslim nations before 9/11, but it has gotten worse since. Ivo Dalder is the co-author of a book on President Bush's foreign policy called America Unbound.
This administration in particular has gone out of its way to ignore the sensibilities and perceptions of other countries. Indeed, the United States has pursued a foreign policy that somehow assumes that our actions not only are good, but are perceived to be good, that we don't have to explain why it is that we do what we do.
Consider these statistics compiled by the Pew Research Center. In Indonesia, home to the world's largest Muslim population, only 15% have a favorable view of the United States, as compared to 61% 2 years ago. In Turkey, a pro-West secular Muslim nation, the figure is also 15% favorable, down from 52% 3 years ago. Those figures were quoted by Edward Djerrigian, a former ambassador to Syria and chair of a panel commissioned by Congress to evaluate America's image abroad. He found the U.S. lacks a coherent, on-the-ground strategy to fight the attitudes that fuel terrorism. He says the U.S. needs people on the scene interacting with locals to counter the negative images of America they receive every day.
One of the members of my group visited some of the slums of Casablanca. And when I asked her, what did you see, she said, we saw our worst nightmare. Hovels with no plumbing, but with hand-wired satellite TV dishes, picking up a lot of the interpretations of what Americans are about on Arab satellite networks such as Al Jazeera, in which we are not present at the discussion.
Djerrigian was speaking on NPR's All Things Considered. In his report to Congress, he lamented the lack of resources for this kind of public diplomacy. The State Department has just 54 employees who are bilingual in Arabic, and Djerrigian describes the funding for public diplomacy as absurdly and dangerously inadequate. At $25 million for the entire Arab and Muslim world, most of it goes to exchange programs and embassy salaries. Little is spent on public diplomacy outside national capitals where it could have the most impact. Margaret Tutwiler now heads the State Department's public diplomacy efforts. She testified before Congress last week and admits a lot needs to be done, but she says the administration is now paying attention.
We have just recently, in the last 2 weeks, launched a new Middle East television station into 22 Arabic nations. We have never done that before as a nation. We have recently, in the last 2+ years, launched a radio station, Radio Sawa. We have never done that before.
Despite those efforts, Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institution notes that public diplomacy doesn't hurt, but it doesn't help much either. He says the reason a lot of the world doesn't like us these days has to do mainly with American foreign policy, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the perception that the U.S. is not doing enough to work out a deal between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
I think the public diplomacy starts with the president and his senior people. The Secretary of State traveling to the Middle East and talking to the concerns of the people of the Middle East will do more than any kind of long-range public diplomacy strategy that Margaret Tutwiler or the public diplomacy team may be able to dream up. One statement by the president that we're engaged in a crusade is more damaging than having an entire new radio station devoted to broadcasting American propaganda to this part of the world.
And as for when worldwide public opinion will start to shift in our favor, impossible to say, says Margaret Tutwiler, but she concedes it will take years to regain our reputation. For Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand.